I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Well, tonight is going to be amazing. Jennifer Lawrence is here. And what she doesn't know, well, do you guys like surprises? No, I should keep it a surprise. Although by the time the podcast posts, people will probably have already heard of it. But anyway, I have a big surprise for her. And it involves two housewives. So I'm not going to tell you more, but there are two housewives here, and Jennifer Lawrence doesn't know it. And I just have been hanging out with them in their dressing room, and she's big fans of them, and it's all going to go down. I love having her here. She loves Bravo. We love each other. She's like a fish in water here, is what her publicist said to me earlier. Do you like this length hair? I'm getting it cut before we go to LA.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I want it to be shorter. For
you do?
Connection.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm getting it cut. All right, that was a hair consultation. Talk to you later, everybody. Enjoy the show.
I loved her in American Hustle, and she loves a light Real Housewives tussle. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jennifer Lawrence now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Wedding Planning Day with a woman who's basically married to Bravo. She is the youngest actress ever to be nominated for 4 Oscars. Her films have grossed over $5.5 billion worldwide, and she once puked at Madonna's Oscars after party. In her new film, Red Sparrow, her portrayal of a Russian spy is so on point that Robert Mueller might indict her ass. Please welcome Bravo superfan Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm so happy to be here.
You are?
Yeah.
Not possible. Listen, I saw you on 60 Minutes the other night. Aww. I thought it was so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And you had the best...
Did you see my dick friends who pulled out my painting?
They were amazing. One of your dick friends is here. Laura is here in the front row. We're sitting next to my great friend Jackie. It's perfect. But also, I wanted to say you had the best... marketing tagline for your movie ever.
Oh.
If you don't like tits, don't see Red Sparrow.
It's very true.
Yes.
Everybody should listen to that warning.
There you go. Pardon our appearance, but over where we usually have our bar, we are preparing a huge surprise for Jennifer Lawrence.
What?
Okay. Jennifer, you recently ran into Lisa Rinna at a restaurant in New York.
Yeah.
And recently, J-Law revealed that she and her friends drink every time Lisa Rinna says Harry Hamlin on the Beverly Hills Housewives, which also revealed that she's yet to see an episode over the past 4 seasons sober. Dorinda Medley recently reposted a fan-made mashup of the trailer for Mother and her time in the Berkshires. Watch this. Have you seen this?
Oh, my God.
No one gives a then you all go home. I think it's a disgrace. I'm ashamed.
I made
it. All go home. I give you permission. All go home. Because I decorated.
Jared's gonna hate it.
I made it nice.
I love it. That's amazing.
Oh my God, that's so good.
You don't think Darren Aronofsky's gonna like that?
No, he's gonna hate it.
Why?
Oh, it's okay. Darren.
Jennifer, you recently, do you think he's watching?
No.
I like it.
I don't know why I would think he would see that.
I like it that you got him in the Housewives a little bit, though. I think I ran into
what
it.
What I do is I tell him a story about people I know.
Yeah.
And then he gets really invested and he's like, wait a minute, so she doesn't know her husband's gay? And I'm like, no.
And then you're like, it's
yeah,
the Housewives.
And then the show's on. He's like, please turn it off. I'm like, remember that couple I was telling you about?
You recently attended Amy Schumer's wedding and Ellen's super secret 60th birthday party. I have questions for you.
Yeah.
Amy's wedding was so secretive, Daily Mail reported that she texted her guests days before the event. Is that true? Is that when she asked you to come?
Yeah, it was. We were living in the same neighborhood, so she came over and just told me.
What was your wedding gift to Amy?
Oh, God. Oh, well, I got it. I asked for it back. I haven't gotten her wedding gift yet.
Who got the most drunk at her wedding?
Who's got two thumbs? Sitting right next to Andy Cohen.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Did she have a bachelorette party?
No, if she did, I didn't know about it.
Changing gears, so many celebrities at Ellen's party. Who did you fangirl over the most?
Harry Hamlin.
I mean, rules are rules. I didn't fangirl, but I did some stuff. Yeah, move on.
You did some stuff. What did you and Oprah talk about at the party?
Oprah and I talked about the imaginary text I sent her checking on her house when the fires were going on.
Oh, but you didn't actually send that text.
I didn't, no.
Who got the drunkest at Ellen's party?
Probably me.
Thank you very much, Jennifer Lawrence. I know you're dying to speak with Jennifer Lawrence, but before we take your calls, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, when Jennifer was last on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, she revealed she was so invested in Bravo programming that she was basically a producer. So here's what. Jen is my colleague and producing partner. I would like to get
Finally.
Your insight on some recent Bravo moments with a round of Bravo. No, she, they didn't. Thoughts on Teddy Mellencamp. Are you a fan?
No, as a person, I think she's great. She seems very grounded, but not exciting enough for the show. We need somebody more diabolical. I told you this.
Dorit, go.
I love Dorit. Okay. I love Dorit.
Thoughts on Jax and Britney's relationship. Would you have taken him back?
Britney, please, I have been in these kind of relationships before. You are going to be so much better on your own. You'll be lonely for a little bit. Get out of there. He's the Reiki master, I promise.
What are your thoughts on James and Logan's relationship? Did anything happen with James and Logan?
Yeah.
Was it all about the pasta or was it about something else?
I didn't even think of that other thing that people think that it was about until Laura told me. And then when she told me, I was like, not only are you right, you need to work for the police. Okay.
What are your thoughts on Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon's hug at the end of the OC reunion? Will they make it?
No, not with Vicky.
What are you most excited for in the new season of Real Housewives of New York?
I mean, I don't want to say it. I don't know if it's a sore spot, but I'm really looking forward to that episode where the ship sinks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer Lawrence. Second, 6 years ago, Jennifer was launched into superstardom in The Hunger Games as a girl on fire, and ever since, her career has been lit. Here's what, it's time for Katniss Everpick. Jennifer, I'm going to ask you a Hunger Games-related question and pit two co-stars or friends against each other. Let the games begin, and may the odds be ever in your favor, but not really because it's very low stakes. Who would never volunteer as a tribute, Bradley Cooper or Chris Pratt?
I think Chris Pratt would be excited to do it, so I'll say Bradley Cooper.
Who would be the best Hunger Games mentor, De Niro or Javier Bardem?
Javier Bardem. Robert De Niro only speaks in one-word sentences.
Who do you think would be the first person to selfishly run to the cornucopia of supplies during the Hunger Games, Amy Schumer or Emma Stone?
Emma, she's a beta.
Who would be more likely to throw you bread if you were hungry, Michael Fassbender or Liam Hemsworth?
Neither.
Okay. Who would be more likely as a citizen of the Capitol, aka super posh and elite, Kris Jenner or Brie Larson?
Ooh, that's tough. I've seen them both really rally. Oh, God. Sorry, Chris, you got to keep to work at what you do best, Bree.
Who would be the best host of the Hunger Games, Christian Bale or Chris Tucker? Hey, I would have liked to have been in there.
Yeah, you should have been. Chris Tucker.
All right, thank you very much for playing Katniss Everfeck. I just rewatched all the Hunger Games movies, and you are so wonderful in those movies.
Thank you.
I just
That's so sweet.
Went along for the ride from start to finish.
Yeah, good
Love
for a plane
them
ride.
So much. Yes. Finally, as one of the most famous faces in the world, Jennifer has done a terrific job of keeping her private life private. But now that we're all a few Harry Hamlins deep,
Harry Hamlin.
Okay, let's just see what she'll let slip. Here's what, Jennifer Lawrence, it's time for you to plead the fifth. Again! You know the rules. Three questions.
Okay.
You may plead the fifth to only one.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the same question you asked Kim Kardashian when you took over hosting for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, no.
How many ex-boyfriends are still in your phone?
All of them.
All of them?
Oh, not the first one.
Okay.
Because we didn't have phones.
That's funny. Last time you were here, you and your BFF Laura talked about celebrities that you both have nicknamed. Pickle, the lady in waiting. Jennifer Lawrence, can you reveal the identity of one of these nicknamed people?
Plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. It is no secret that you are obsessed with the Kardashians. Rank the Kardashians from favorite to least favorite.
All right. Oh, God, I hate this. All right, Kendall.
Okay.
Khloe, Kim, Courtney or Courtney Kim? Does Kanye count now at this point? Oh, Chris! I forgot about Chris. She
Where's
goes up
she
there too. I can't do this, please.
Top.
Don't. It's like Sophie's
Chris
choice.
Chris to the
please.
Top.
Please
okay.
don't do this.
The rest are on
Chris
the bottom.
Chris is at the top. I don't know. The rest. I guess they're at the bottom. I don't
Kylie's
know.
Kylie's at the bottom, maybe.
All right. Just
thank
take my
you
daughter.
Very much, Jennifer Lawrence. You can play Plead the Fifth at home with your friends by downloading the Watch What Happens Live Plead the Fifth app on the App Store now. That's hilarious.
What?
Well, you did it. You know.
I rank them not necessarily
yes.
correct. I'm so paranoid.
Khloe's my favorite Kardashian.
Khloe's everybody's. But when you meet them, sometimes they,
yes.
they rearrange themselves. You
I
know?
Think what people don't realize is they are all really nice and pretty damn down to earth. Considering
they're super
what's
down
going
to earth,
on.
Smart. They're nice people. They're not. Yeah. They're also not putting anything like negative out in the world. I don't get all the
yeah.
hate for them.
Let's go to Monica from Seattle. Hey, Monica, what's your question?
Oh, do I?
Hey, Jayla.
Hello.
You look so hot in your new movie, and I can't wait
oh,
to
thank
see
you.
It. If you could get rid of any Real Housewife, which would you pick, and which housewife would you like to bring back?
Harry Hamlin.
And which what would
which
I like to bring back?
Which housewife would you like to bring back? Who would you like to get rid of from any city?
I would get rid of Megan from OC.
Okay.
And I would obviously bring back Brandi Glanville. I mean...
You love her. By the way, did Amy Schumer... You were telling me something funny about
I was telling... Because you asked about the wedding, and I forgot to tell you that when Darren and I first broke up, and I told her, and I was really sad, and the next day I got a bouquet of flowers delivered, and I was like, what is this? And I bring the bouquet of flowers, and there's a note, and it says, I'm so sorry to hear you're going to die alone. Love, Amy.
And you did laugh, right?
I did.
Yes.
That maybe.
Can you do your Britney impression for me from Vanderpump Rules?
Rotten hail.
Jamel,
I'm from Kentucky, so I can do it.
Jamel S. wants to know, what has been your favorite project you've worked on thus far?
Honestly, Red Sparrow. It really?
Really
was, there was something about that Eastern European air.
But we all loved it at Watch What Happens Live.
You yeah.
know, again, if you don't like boobs, don't see
no,
the
it's
movie.
Incredibly entertaining.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything political. Just
yes.
if you want to get entertained, go. And if you're a hater, don't.
Let's go to Jocelyn from Missouri. Jocelyn, what's your question?
Hey, J-Law.
Hi.
Can you give us any updates on the script you wrote with Amy Schumer?
I can. We just had a table read 2 weeks ago. We have completed format, we need a director, and we need a date.
Bette Midler tweeted that she wants to play your mom in the movie. Is that, would you...
Are you being serious?
Yes, she did.
Well, that's news to me.
Yes,
she's hired.
She did.
Yeah, we don't have a mom, but...
Oh, let's
we'll write
one in.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, do you like... All the callers tonight have been calling you J-Law. Do you like being called that?
It's funny, I don't have a connection to it with fame. That happened in like seventh grade.
What?
So it's not like a famous thing.
Jill S. texted, be honest, did any of the New Jersey Housewives inspire your accent for American Hustle?
It was Jersey Shore.
Really? It was Jersey Shore. Did you like...
No, it was already... It was in me.
It was in you.
Jersey Shore, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have to, you know.
Wow, I love
it. But I know deep down
yes.
where it came from.
Let's go to Michelle from Pennsylvania. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hi, so I want to know that, are the rumors true that you and Brad Pitt were secretly dating?
No, but I've met him once in, 2013, so it was very random, but I also wasn't, in a huge hurry to, debunk it.
Right, exactly. Krista E., favorite Real Housewives husband and why?
Favorite
Harry Hamlin.
obviously Ken.
Oh, Ken. Okay. Samantha from California, what do you think about the change in Lala this season and how the ladies are treating her on Vanderpump Rules?
Okay, I'm sorry, but in the season before, we see Lala trying so hard to be nice, and then she's, crying to her mom, and then she's, a total bitch. And then she's, trying really, really hard to be nice, and then she comes back the season, and she's, hi, honey. Hi, sweet. I'm, bitch.
You're a good, wow, you're so good. Well, J-Law, 3 months ago you were interviewed by Oprah for the cover of the Hollywood Reporter, no biggie. And when Oprah asked you which three people alive or dead you would to have at a dinner party, you replied Scott Disick, Luann de Lesseps, and Bethany Frankel. Well, Jennifer, Housewives dinner parties notoriously do not end well, but since I make dreams come true, take a look over there. Here's your Housewives dinner party. Please, Scott Disick couldn't be here, but ask them whatever you want.
I got my smile back.
How are you?
Whatever you want.
I'm seriously gonna cry.
Get excited, Lord Disick's in the house.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
You always talk so nicely about me. I'm so happy to finally meet you.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to finally meet you.
You know more about Bravo than anybody.
Oh my God, and I have to tell you, I defended you recently. One of my friends went, you have been very lenient with Bethany lately when I stood up for you. There was some sort of fight. It was my cousin. That's who it was. She didn't like you.
No.
Her name is Lauren Wills.
I'm sure you've helped that now.
No, her name is Lauren Wills and she does not like you. Everyone likes you.
Cheers, Lauren. That's it.
Yeah, but I get it.
What is going on with you and Ramona?
Ramona and I? Oh,
or
my
Sonia.
God.
I don't even know who to ask about first.
The Ramona coaster, as usual. I mean, kind of up and down, but, you know, Ramona's reinventing herself, as always, with her skincare products and all that good stuff. Renewal. You know, she's always renewing something.
62 is 52 now.
And Sonia's doing great. She's actually in my cabaret show. I'm doing a cabaret show. I don't know if you heard about it.
I did a really long-going, what is that called? I have had wine. Impression of Sonia when you were telling her that you were getting married. She just kept, whatever. She was just being really annoying. I don't want to do it now. I'm so nervous.
Anyway, we're doing a, you'll love this. We're doing a rap version of Money Can't Buy You Class in my show, which is
really?
A lot of fun. Yes.
Are you, cool. Yeah. Are you going to do it live?
Yes.
Can I go?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to be there.
Oh my God.
I have
Rachel
a question for you.
Rachel Dratch is coming too, I forgot.
So on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I know what happened. I know that you and Kyle are friends and you did exactly what I would do, which is you have a beef with somebody, I'm gonna show up, pretend to know nothing.
On my life, on Scott Disick's
you
life.
You know Dorit had an accent.
By the way,
you
I swear to God, on my life, do I
you
lie?
You know Dorit had an accent. Yes,
I swear to God, ask her if
I liked it. I support it.
Hold on.
I would do the same thing.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Wait, hold on. I don't know. I don't watch all the shows. I swear to God on everything I hope to be. I didn't know anything. I had dinner with her husband, with Kyle and Boy George at Cipriani, which is such a crazy, it sounds like celebrity rehab.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
I had dinner with them. I had dinner with them, and he was from England, and he was talking about like representing Pele and Boy George. Everyone was speaking. So I assumed his wife.
Assumed she was
Yeah,
British.
And she has a weird actress. Well, right. Yeah, I mean, accent. Yeah.
My friend Emma, one time, I was telling her a story, and I was getting very, very specific. I wanted her to hear. And Emma was like, I can't drive any longer and hear you talk because you sound exactly like Doreen.
You would be a great housewife, though. You would be here, don't you think?
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I would be so awesome.
I would be sure. I would be smart like you guys. I would be diabolical enough, but then still find a way to be likable.
She's not diabolical.
You two and Lisa Vanderpump.
No, you're accidentally diabolical.
I'm accidentally.
By the way.
I want to thank Luann and Bethany. How was that surprise for you?
I've never been honestly more overwhelmed by anything in my life.
Really?
No, seriously. And I just wouldn't have ever imagined that somebody would do something like that. Like, I thought maybe one person will come out and give me a hug. Maybe it'll be Dorinda. I don't know. I did not imagine the two...
Icons.
Icons. Yes. Like, I'm really overwhelmed. Like, genuinely overwhelmed.
So glad.
I'm so grateful to you.
She was so sweet during the commercial break. She brought the bunny over. She's really like, oh, I love it.
Married to Bravo.
It's really good.
As one Daily Mail commenter said, when you saw me walking my dog, I'm very lonely and it's sad.
As one Daily Mail commenter said.
Yeah, I try to read them.
It is time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to my guest, Jennifer Lawrence, who was in the middle of getting ready to go to a Golden Globes after party with her friend Emma Stone when Emma decided to just go to J-Law's house instead, so she sent home her glam squad. Our Jacko goes to the internet for making such a huge effing deal about whether Jennifer Lawrence was cold or not in her Versace dress during a photo call last week.
Thank you so much. In the immortal words
of our new feminist icon, Lala Kent.
We're supposed to be bringing each other up, not throwing shit at each other and bringing each other down.
Right? I want to thank Jennifer Lawrence for being here. It's the after show with Jennifer Lawrence. Red Sparrow hits theaters tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Colleen from Portland, Oregon, and hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. I love you both. I have a question for Jennifer.
Okay.
So what would you say is the biggest housewife's critique that you sent to Andy, and did he use it?
The biggest,
a critique
about the work? I feel bad because these are like people, but like, theoretically, I don't know. I mean, I send him like who's boring me, who to get rid of, but normally I kind of echo America. Like they normally go.
She loves to tell me when she's bored.
Yeah,
yes.
That's my favorite.
We don't like to bore J-Law.
Like to bore me.
Let's go to Darla from Iowa. Hey, Darla, what's your question for J-Law?
Love you, Andy,
thanks.
And I'm a huge fan of Jennifer. And I wanted to find out, now that you and Oprah are friends, what did you think about her Golden Globe speech and also if she ran for president?
I thought her Golden Globe speech was her. It was inspiring. It was beautiful. It made me get out. I was at home and I was just ugh. She's just a pillar of strength and inspiration. I don't know about her running for president. I don't know about anybody running for president. I have PTSD from presidents.
Dana O wants to know, I know you're friends of the Kardashians. Did you know Kylie was pregnant, and have you met Stormy or Chicago?
I did know Kylie was pregnant, and I have not met any of the babies now.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Jeff from Detroit.
Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
My question is, given the major feud, were you being shady when you name-dropped Taylor Swift in your interview with Kim Kardashian? And did Taylor Swift ever approach you about being in her squad?
Have you been approached by T-Swift to be in her squad?
I have not.
Okay.
But what did I throw shade at?
No, he said, given their feud, were you being shady by you mentioned Taylor Swift?
Oh, no, it just fell out of my mouth.
Right.
I didn't make all the connections a million times before I said something. I don't know if that shocks people.
Did you have fun guest hosting for Kimmel that time? You were really good.
I had so much fun. I was so nervous that I don't think I... Thank you. I was so nervous that I feel like I didn't enjoy it, like, in the moment. But everybody says I did good, so I just take that, and that makes me happy.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Howdy, WWHL Club. My name is Patty. I'm from Denver.
Hey, Patty. Hi. What's your question?
I would love to know the most onerous thing I got on my mind, and that is, who is the most famous person in your phone? And can you call them right now?
Who is the most famous person in your phone,
would you say? Well, Oprah, I guess.
Oh, wow. Oprah. There you go. Yeah. Do you have a texting relationship with Oprah?
I don't go as far as to assume that I may have a texting conversation with Oprah. That's why I send her mental texts.
You send her mental texts, which are good because then they just,
She's running the world.
Yes.
To bother her.
I loved the 60 Minutes piece because it was about your acting and how you do what you do and how great you are at what you do. Is there a role that is your favorite role, Red Sparrow apart?
I think probably Rosalind from American Hustle. I just felt like that was like a part of me that needed to come out, probably from reality television, but something, that character was like burning to come out.
You also said on 60 Minutes, you dropped out of school when you were how old?
14.
And so how did you get your parents to go along with that?
Well, I slowly tricked them. At first it was like, oh, it's just going to be until, you know, here. And I mean, it's a lot of details. What I can promise you is that my parents thought they were doing the right thing.
Obvious. Yeah.
And I was very conniving.
Wow.
I'll take the bullet.
Was that something that you... you know, everyone your age was in school. Was that hard for you being...
I didn't really have friends until, this is going to sound so sad and pathetic, until I met Laura when I was 17. Like, I left school and I met Laura at a party, and she, like, asked me for my number, and I just kind of, like, looked at her, and I was like, you want to be my friend? Ooh. And so I had just kind of, like, not had that part of my life for, like,
Were you in
years.
L.A. at that point?
I was in New York until I was, like, 16, and then I went to L.A., and then a year later, I made my first friend, Laura.
Wow. That's very sweet. Aww. That's the story
like
of
adult,
Laura.
Like, adult, late adult friend. Right. I had friends when I was,
I want to thank Jennifer Lawrence. The movie is Red Sparrow. It's in theaters tomorrow. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, Luann and Bethany.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.